神韵国际艺术团在韩国大邱的第三场演出门票已经全部售罄。当天来自韩国各地的各界人士观看的演出，他们异口同声地说，将长久地把这份强烈的感动珍藏在心中。
2月1日，神韵国际艺术团在韩国大邱阿特皮亚机场的演出吸引了更多的观众，演出门票早已被销售一空，前来观看演出的观众挤满了剧场大厅。
等待入场的1200多名观众将大厅挤得满满当当，多少显得有些嘈杂。
오늘공연편은이미매진이다됐고요휴일을맞아서더많은분들이공연장을찾으신것같습니다
釜山佛教电视台总管局长孙正玄先生继去年之后，今年第二次前来观看演出。演出结束后，他依然沉浸在神韵所赋予的感动之中。
수십년만에이제그부모와자식이만나니까아무말을못하고그냥말을잊어버리고눈물을흘리는그런것을제가경험해봤었는데그오늘보니까요딱그런게아일단말이안나오고그감동이밀려와서아좀많이힘들었어요그래서상당히박수도오래치고
他还说，演出所包含的强烈信息则让他重新反思自己的生活。
저한테는그문구화된메시지가아주강렬했었어요그리고뭐진상을주고자하나거짓속에사이있어서알지못한다는이런말도그렇고그다음진상을만나는것이구두의희망이다이런메시지가 그래서진제진상이뭔지또알아봐야되겠죠예그런것들이저한테는큰뭐가슴에남는거였어요예
在庆尚北道道厅负责规划工作，兼任志愿服务士官学校成立筹备委员会长的全永和先生也说，他对演出所表达的内涵印象深刻。
마지막에모든것이편안하게구도자가인도를해주는어떤그런느낌에서가슴이굉장히와닿았습니다그래서지금까지받는거다른공연들보다는아주색다르다는느낌인데요중국전통문화예술이이렇게아름답다는것을새롭게느끼는그런계기가되었습니다원더풀훌륭합니다지금까지는어떤우리우리나라와가까이있는그런중국문화를가끔은알았습니다만은오늘이런공연을통해서새롭게볼수있었는데저도다시보고싶은어떤그런공연입니다
众多观众在看了神韵演出后都说还想再看，也许这不仅仅是因为演出场面的优美华丽，更有演出所包含的深刻意义使然。新唐人记者王丽，韩国大邱报道。
神韵国际艺术团在韩国大邱的演出落下帷幕。这一次4天5场的演出为大邱市民带来了中华神传文化的精髓。我们来看看大邱教育界人士的反馈。
2月2日，神韵大邱演出的最后一天，尽管是周一，但富于文化品味的大邱观众还是早早赶到剧场，不愿错过这最后一场文化飨宴。
当天来观看演出的教育人士深为神韵所表达的内涵所感动。
느낌은정말충격적이었어요오늘볼때저는그렇게기대를하지않고갔었거든요근데첫장면탁나오면서부터음악이좀생소해가지고그관심을가기시작하더니좀있으니까그화려한의상이나이런것들이아정말충격이었어요재밌었어요그리고제가굉장히오늘피곤했었거든요근데지금눈이말똥말똥하잖아요
오늘보니까그런인연의끈이나또는그본성의모습에서어떻게내가이세상을이렇게살아가야될까또다른사람대해야될까하는그런것들을좀많이느꼈습니다
大邱艺术文化团体总联合会副会长等艺术界人士也异口同声赞叹神韵之美
쓰는예술단이상당하다고제가뭐소문은들었습니다만은실제보니까대단합니다그하나하나가다특징이있고정말로볼만한그런공연같습니다
아주뭐스펙타클하다갈까아주좋았습니다뭐이후도기대를합니다만은작년에도봤던그기분이더새로워지고그렇습니다
공연중에서그어떤그이복식의상의어떤그형태라든지색깔이런것등이특히그소수민족들이갖고있는그런특징등을우리한자리에서볼수있어가좋았고그런것이아주특징적으로감동스럽게봤습니다
神韵国际艺术团结束了在大邱的演出日程后，将于24日起在首尔宇宙艺术中心进行5天6场的演出，期待着再次感动首尔的观众们。新唐人记者海涛，韩国大邱报道。
韩国自古就有东方礼仪之邦的美称，今天神韵国际艺术团在韩国首都首尔的演出拉开帷幕。
神韵国际艺术团成功结束了韩国大邱的五场演出之后，于2月4日又风尘仆仆地赶到首尔宇宙艺术中心。尽管不是周末，仍有大批韩国艺术界人士前来观看演出，并陶醉于神韵纯善之美的节目之中。身为国乐系教授兼知名剧院音乐编导的金宇庆先生说， 神韵的演出美轮美奂。著名韩服设计师朴颂女女士与神韵演出有特别的缘分，她说每次看神韵都不禁为神韵的服装而感叹。
작년에도 두 번 보고 올해까지 세 번 봤어요. 아마 여러 번, 세 번을 봐도 지루하지 않는 정말 신비롭고 아름답고 제가 비단을 만지는 사람이라 그런지 모르지만 그 비단의 신비로움, 아름다운 빛깔 뭐 등등 하여튼 환상적이었습니다.
身为大型艺术中心负责人的金允宪先生在大学时期的专业就是芭蕾，他说神韵艺术团演员们的每一个动作都是那么感人， 而演出所表现出的深刻精神内涵更令人震撼。
정직해야 되고 서로 사랑해야 되고 아름답게 세상을 만들어 나가야 된다는 거 충격적이었어요. 저는 뜻이 좋은 그리고 굉장히 가슴이 뛰더라고요. 많은 사람들이 이렇게 공감하면서 이 예술단의 그 표현으로 인해서 영적으로도 정화된 기분이었어요.
积极从事宗教及社会活动的万宗和尚说，神韵演出让他找回了失去的记忆，并再三感谢。
제가 오늘 감동받았던 건 다름 아니라 무엇을 위해서 살아야 되는지 어떻게 살아야 되는지에 대한 저 나름대로 서원을 다시 한번 확인할 수 있었다는 거였습니다. 천상에서 왔음에도 불구하고 우린 사실 잃어버리거든요. 이런 것들을 잘 일깨워 주었는데 그것들을 예술적으로 표현하는 이 놀라운 이 예술성에 대해서도 다시 한번 감동을 받았고 감사를 드리고 싶어요.
한국人不单单用眼睛看到了神韵之美，更用心灵体会到了神韵那份纯善的内涵，因而更为之感动。成功的结束了在首尔的第一场演出后，截止至2月8日，
神韵国际艺术团还将在首尔进行5场演出。新唐人记者王丽，韩国首尔报道。观看神韵在韩国演出的观众来自社会的各个阶层，其中既有韩国的政界、财经界知名人士，也有来自中国大陆的华人。他们表示为神韵的魅力所倾倒。
2月5日，神韵国际艺术团在宇宙艺术中心将进行首尔的第二场演出。虽然早上下了雨，又降了温，但是天气的变化却丝毫没有影响到观众朋友们前来观看这场展现正统文化的演出。今天来观看神韵演出的观众对演出的不同方面有不同的感受。韩国政界要人安商守议员继去年之后，今年第二次专程赶来观看神韵演出。
中국의전통적인그런여러가지활동미술또여러가지그운치 이런 것을 맛볼 수 있기 때문에 다른 분들도 와서 한번 보았으면 좋겠습니다.
사람들한테 희망을 주는 그러니까 그 꽃이 만발하고 이렇게 평화로운 모습 그런 모습이 저한테는 굉장히 인상적이었고요. 하나하나 그 막이 바뀔 때마다 전혀 예상치 못했던 것들 굉장히 기대를 갖게 하고.
当天来到剧场观看演出的华人也深为感动。中国民主运动海外联习会议韩国分部部长武振荣就表示，非常遗憾神韵艺术团不能到中国国内去演出。感受很大，我刚才说了，我有四个字的评价：纯善、纯美。说它纯善以后，这一台节目是健康向上。 看了以后是给人一个很大的震动和启发，说它纯美，有很好的视觉效果，不管演员的演出也好，布景也好，给人一个美的大餐，很好。感觉到遗憾一点，这么好的东西应该拿到中国去演，可是中国进不去。
我感觉这台晚会特别的精彩，演员的这演出哈，展示了中国这5000年的就是那个文化哈传承，我觉得真是挺不简单的，演员们也很辛苦，并且呢表演的也挺也非常的精彩，因为我本人哈，我就是信佛，因为刚开始的时候嘛哈，就是说5000年之前那个神佛来到人间哈造人。
我感觉哈，看到那个场景的时候，我是，反正我是激动的，就是眼泪下来了。看过神韵演出的中国人都激动不已，他们有一个共同的心愿，就是要让中国境内的中国人早日一睹神韵之美。新唐人记者王丽，韩国首尔报道。
神韵韩国演出临近尾声，大批观众们为神韵的纯善纯美而感动。
神韵国际艺术团的演出展现了中国传统文化之精髓，不仅仅是韩国人，那些一时忘记了自己真正文化的中国人也深深为之感动。王真先生通过朋友得知神韵演出的消息，看过演出后，他异常激动。哎呀，太好了，太好了，真是无法用语言来表达。今天有幸观看神韵演出啊，是这个不可多得。 不可多求，千载难逢不，万载难逢的天赐机缘，不仅仅是机会，更是一种缘分呀！太好了，让人看了之后还想继续看。
在观看演出的过程中，深受感动的王真先生一直在流泪，他非常希望神韵艺术团能去中国国内演出，
丝毫没有那个像咱国内的那个文艺演出一样，那政治宣传那个色彩内容，哎。 人们看了之后就是那个神情很放松，很自然，真是能达到这个净化心灵的这么一种效果啊！我从这个观看当中，我也边看我也禁不住的那个流下眼泪呀、啊！我情不自禁的，我控制不住，哎，我被里边的那个美的那个美呀、啊，深深的感动，深深的打动。
看过神韵演出后的中国人都异口同声地说：“非常想让大陆中国人看到神韵演出，和丈夫一起来看演出的李红女士当然也不例外。”
我觉得没有来的中国人真的应该来看一看嘛，毕竟是在异国他乡看我们中国的演出的心情是不一样的，和在中国看这种表演呢，那种心情完全不一样。<笑> 影像呀，一起表现出来的时候，感觉好像真的是仙女下凡呐，我神仙下凡了。而且呢，到最后一个节目的时候，啊，感觉自己好像也成神仙了。<笑>对，啊，是吗？我觉得整体看的话，效果是非常好的。而且在异国他乡啊，看到我们正宗的中国的舞蹈，让我有一种回家的感觉，到家了。
神韵所展现的纯美艺术超越了国界与理念。 征服了无数观众的心，正如众多中国人所希望的那样，期待神韵能早日在中国大陆一展其绝美风姿。新唐人记者赵美淑，韩国大邱报道。韩国众多的艺术界人士前来观看神韵国际艺术团在首尔的演出，这些来自演艺界、美术界、音乐界的人士们都对神韵有着一种不同一般的感动。请看本台记者来自韩国的报道。
通过电视剧《田园日记》而广为韩国人所熟知的演员朴银树先生说：“要是韩国人也能组织起这样的演出团就好了。”哦，한마디로
아름답게 봤고, 그 뭐 뒤에 스크린플래스도 아주 훌륭하고 너무나 깜짝 놀랐어요. 그래서 역시 미국에서 뉴욕에서 본부를 두고 있는 그런 데가 돼서 이렇게 했구나라는 생각이 들고 참 의상도 화려하고 무용도 너무 좋고. 뭐 이런 거 우리나라에서도 좀 이런 공연을 좀 했으면은 이런 아름다운 공연을 했으면은 그런 바람이 있습니다.
他说所有的节目都很好，他尤其为团员们崇高的精神而感动。
다 좋아요. 다 아름답고 의상도 너무 화려하고 참 이쁘고 상당히 대단하다. 그래서 저렇게 자기 예술을 갖다가 승화시키고 저렇게 열심히 보존하려고 그러고 그런 게 참 종교관의 걸 떠나서 상당히 감동을 많이 받았습니다.
若眼和尚已从事40多年的佛教艺术研究，他同时也是具有330年历史的佛性寺的主持方丈。他说：“看了神韵演出，能感受到那种纯粹而崇高的精神世界。”
미술 무대라든지 이런 부분은
우리가 그 자연에 그 때묻지 않는 본래 그 어떤 순수한 그런 모습들, 여기에서 이 맑은 정신세계, 이런 것을 우리가 바르게 참 전달받을 수 있는.
李胜元先生是一位职业歌唱家，他说，通过观看神韵演出，能感受到那种历久弥新的生命力。
생기차고 유연하고 그러면서도 그 속에 이제 이렇게 심지가 있는 이런 모습들을 보여주는 것이 좀 놀라웠고요. 사실은 오래된 신선함이라고 그럴까요? 그러니까 되게 오랜만에 만나는 그런 기분이에요. 그런데 지금도 신선하게 살아있다는 생각이 듭니다.
作为演唱家，他表示，一行行的歌词尤为令人感动。 最后他还补充说，演出如梦如幻，令人倾倒。
예를 들어서 진상이라고 표현했는데요. 그러니까 바른 참된 상을 보는 거라고 얘기를 했는데, 근데 진상이라는 말이 주는 의미가 그냥 흔히 하는 말로 그냥 거짓으로 이렇게 하는 것이 아니라 우리 말로 하는 거 참된 거를 보라라고 얘기를 하니까 그것이 아주 신선하고 기분 좋았습니다. 그 말이 너무 기분 좋았습니다.
广为艺术界人士所称赞的神韵艺术团，他的演出中有着一种打开艺术界人士心灵的神奇力量。新唐人记者赵美淑，韩国首尔报道。2月7日，众多前来观看神韵演出的韩国媒体及电影界的知名人士深受感动，在大长今中饰演郑尚宫的韩国著名女演员吕运季赞叹道：“观看神韵后，对她今后演艺生涯产生了深远的影响。”
韩国电影演员协会会长尹良夏则称赞神韵是了不起的上乘之作。请看本台记者从韩国发来的报道。因韩流电视剧《大长今》而广为人知的实力派演员吕运季，是韩国电视剧界的代表演员。数十年来，他一直为广大观众所喜爱。他以高昂语调述说了心中的激动。큰
감동이었어요. 정말 목이 메일 정도로. 이건 단순한 무용을 떠나서 굉장히 이렇게 도를 생각하게 하는 우리 삶의 깨달음, 환생이 뭔가, 윤회가 뭔가 이런 도를 깨닫게 하는 그런 작품이에요. 너무 감동적이라서 뭐라고 말할 수가 없을 정도로 가슴 벅차네요.
他还说神韵的演出具有一种安定心灵的力量.
눈으로 보고 끝나는 게 아니라 머리에 남고 가슴에 남는 그런 움직임이에요. 여기는 굉장히 생각하게 하는 게 많아서 정적인 게 많고 이래서 굉장한 안정을 줄 것 같고 마음이 이렇게 여유롭게 가라앉는 그런 그림들이었고 젊은 사람이나 또 많이 연세가 연륜이 있는 사람들이나 모든 것을 깊이 생각할 수 있는 그런 계기가 될 것 같아서 정말 작은 마을에도 공연이 들어갔으면 좋겠고.
他还补充说， 观看神韵的那份感动会对自己今后的演艺生涯产生深远的影响。
말로 표현하기는 어려워요. 그렇지만 이렇게 깊이 새어 나오는 샘물처럼 그렇게 아마 내 영혼 깊숙이에서 오랜 세월을 두고 조금씩 조금씩 맑은 샘물처럼 새어 나올 것 같아요.
韩国电影演员协会会长尹良夏先生透露说，不仅是神韵演出的内容。 每一位演员的姿态都令他感动。
고전 무용을 통해서 중국의 과거와 현재 미래를 다 본 것 같고 깜짝 놀랐습니다. 그리고 더구나 이 저 단원들이 혼연일체가 돼가지고 이게 인간이나 무대나 똑같습니다. 적은 역할이든 큰 역할이든 주어진 역할에 최선을 다하는 눈동자를 봤을 때 아 참 정말 멋진 작품이다 이렇게 생각하고. 오늘 멋진 작품 봤습니다. 예.
신唐人 기자 赵美淑 한국首尔报道.
索菲亚帕克颂是科罗拉多大学的音乐教授，他在观看了神韵晚会后表示，晚会所展现的神性是演出中最引人关注的部分，也是晚会充满力量的原因。索菲亚是韩裔美国人，接受两种文化教育。 当他听到神韵演员绝大多数在海外出身，却能令人信服地呈现如此正统的中华文化，这让他感到吃惊。索菲亚说：“演出太棒了，他绝对喜欢。”
There was the beginning, started out with all this from the deities and this kind of knowledge and just incredible, like I said, modesty of all this heritage, and then seeing how that carried on from thousands of years ago to how that is transcending into the modern day right now. And you showed that, and I thought that that was just really quite incredible. But like I said, the message that was communicated without words, what a wonderful way to use art. That's ultimately what we are trying to do as artists, is to use that as a means to communicate something much more powerful than sometimes words can express.
而最让索菲亚感到震撼的是晚会的深邃内涵。
Lot of the beauty was just all in the unspoken. It was just amazing to me, I think, through the dance, how you could communicate such depth without ever having a word. There was so much to that came across without words, and tonight was an example of how powerful art can be.
Sophia 表示，晚会传递的信息让她想到久远久远的传统带给我们的美妙礼物，而这种传统今天还在发展。
Today, in this fast-moving society that we live in, we're not really given the time to reflect on exactly where the origin of these ideas come from, and really it goes back to history thousands and thousands of years ago. This is not new knowledge, but something in history to be carried on and something to keep in mind.
正如索菲亚所说，太多的思绪涌入大脑，作为音乐教授的他最后才评论晚会的音乐。
Your orchestra is just fabulous. I think orchestra members are just incredible. And I loved the colors that came out of the orchestra. I was very much dazzled by the sound. Beautiful quality and very, very great choice of music.
这是新唐人记者蓝红杨洋从丹佛报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在丹佛布尔剧场连演三场，于1月31日圆满落幕。神韵晚会出神入化的中国古典舞，璀璨的音乐和深邃的精神内涵，留给近6000名观众无尽的惊喜、舒心、遐思和期盼。
万古千秋戏一台，1月31日晚，神韵晚会在丹佛圆满落幕。晚会呈现的艺术文化历史宝库，让观众们不再掩饰被感动的真情，凝神赞叹欣喜欢笑泪水，与流光溢彩的舞台一同描绘出动人的盛景。
Every piece is just so choreographed so wonderfully, and when you watch their hands, each piece means so much.
Well, I felt like I was seeing kind of a historical glimpse of various regions of China to kind of learn about the history from an earlier time as well as a time that is a little bit more contemporary.
It's very inspiring. The hand movements, they make everything look so easy, but I know that it's not easy. It's extremely difficult what they're doing, and it just makes me want to exercise more and get back into it.
I am drawn to the beauty of the history of what I'm seeing. I've seen other programs which have shown different dimensions. This one has drawn me into a very positive awareness of a country.
It was divine. It was beautiful. It was, I really liked the live orchestra. I think it added so much to the performance I saw.
Thank you very much. Come back. You have to come back.
That anyone that hasn't seen it should come out and see it. Definitely. It's very captivating and it's a very compelling storyline.
这是新唐人记者蓝红杨洋从丹佛报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在美国印第安纳州首府印第安纳波利斯市的两场演出圆满落下帷幕，热情的印第安纳观众在演出结束时全场起立鼓掌。印第安纳大学副校长凯伦汉森女士表示，这场演出中的艺术表演和文化的完美融合令她难以忘怀。
凯伦·汉斯女士是位哲学家，她兴奋地表示，虽然以前也接触过中国传统文化，但从来没有看过这样的演出，把中国历史的每一个美丽的瞬间都扫描了一遍。
It was marvelous, just sublime artistry, spectacular, wonderful in every respect.
凯伦·汉斯女士还表示，演出强调了善良、 这是值得我们所有人学习的。
It was a marvelous window into all sorts of elements of Chinese arts and culture. And my home discipline is philosophy, so I loved hearing the Confucius too. Same message as Socrates about knowing what you don't know. Singers and the dancers, each one individually and then together, it was breathtaking.
当地音乐系学生瑞贝卡·沃尔顿对这一演出的服装赞叹不已。
I love it. When I learned the dance, I could only wear wool. But you know, when I see all of these beautiful flowing costumes, I get a little jealous. They're beautiful. I think it's really nice.
瑞贝卡的专业是打击乐器，他对中国乐器和西方乐器在演出中能完美组合而感到惊诧。
Interesting to see the combinations. You know how it's possible to combine the arts from two different cultures and still make something beautiful.
新唐人记者陈雷、林慧欣，印第安纳波利斯市报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团结束了在印第纳波利斯的演出之后，又来到了冰天雪地的明尼苏达。明州首场神韵晚会于2月3日晚在明尼苏达大学的大剧院拉开了帷幕。这是明州第二年举办神韵晚会。一位从事中国史研究50多年的老教授看完晚会后表示，晚会真正体现了中国传统文化纯正的价值观，也让他知道他有多么喜欢中国文化。
这里就是位于明尼纳波利斯明尼苏达大学的 Northrop 大剧院。室外虽然是摄氏零下十几度的严寒，但是这里却有融化冰雪的热情。舞台上时而似万马奔腾，时而百花争奇斗艳。神韵晚会在明尼纳波利斯的首场演出，在观众长时间的掌声中落下了帷幕。
我们明年再见。
I've enjoyed it very much. I've seen many shows, and I really like the emphasis on Tang Dynasty and on Chinese tradition and culture that you see here, and on the very athletic presentations of the performance.
参与中国史研究长达50多年的可根教授表示，他非常喜欢中国文化，但近代中国文化已被扭曲成民族主义，神韵才让他看到了传统文化的真正价值所在。
I got involved in Chinese history about 50 years ago because I really love Chinese culture, but in recent times Chinese culture has been transformed into something highly nationalistic and not at all with the aesthetic value that you see today.
What did you learn tonight?
What I learned tonight was going back to, you know, the real essence of Chinese culture and how much I enjoy it.
Oh, it is fantastic. Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen, but not like on stage and like this. It is just the costumes and the dancing and all the dancers are so intense in it, you know. 作为舞蹈家，维尔修仁女士不仅注重舞台上的表演，而且更加注重舞蹈的编排和节目的整体制作。 I watch all the other, not only the dancing, you know, you watch how the costumes are, how the choreography is, how it gets together, and it's amazing with so big groups to get so beautiful together.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅，明尼纳波利斯采访报道。
2月2日晚，神韵巡回艺术团的首场晚会给达拉斯的民众带来了一台全善全美的晚会，观众们感动不已，并期望把神韵介绍给更多的朋友。
神韵巡回艺术团在美国德州达拉斯市的首场晚会2月2日晚举行，很多观众都是慕名而来。观赏之后，他们由衷地赞叹神韵所带给他们的美好和惊喜，其中不乏金融界和艺术界人士。
It is amazing. It is amazing. Very captivating. The colors, the way that the story is being presented through the dances is just fantastic. Very, very well done. Very well done.
It's very pretty, very entertaining. It's very upbeat, so it really keeps you into it.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it. It's something you should always do. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I have fun. It's enjoyable. Yeah.
很不错，很不错 ，Yeah， 非常欣赏 ，Yeah， 艺术性很强，谢谢，谢谢。
I love the Asian culture, and I have lots of Asian family members. So I mean, this is something I'm going to promote to my family, who actually loves this type of thing. So yes, I would definitely, even my friends from work, everybody, I would definitely recommend the show.
I'm glad to be here. I'm looking forward for next year, as a matter of fact, and just to have them to come back to Dallas.
这是记者王凯迪在达拉斯报道。 2月3日，神韵在达拉斯的第二场演出倾倒所有观众，也包括专业人士和艺术爱好者，他们纷纷赞叹中国舞的独特魅力和传递的美好精神内涵。
2月3日晚，神韵巡回艺术团在达拉斯的第二场演出结束后，观众们纷纷赞叹其中的中国舞表演令人陶醉。
I like the spirit. I felt so much energy from the stage, and the drums just filled my body with energy. I love that.
I love the use of the fan and the color, and just makes you feel as if you're right in the middle of a flower blossoming. It's wonderful.
I was impressed with the women's feet in that they could turn on their heels, and I enjoyed watching all of that.A lot of very specific details to what they were doing with their feet and their hands.
I actually like the piece of Guo Zhong, I believe, the eccentric monk, and how he came down and helped the villagers and everything like that, and warned them of a disaster, of the impending disaster of the mountain falling. I thought that was very good.
It's beautiful. I loved all of the dances. They're incredible.I did like the one about the persecution. That was very touching. So it's all very good. All ages that have any interest in dance, they must see this. It will give them such spirit to get started in dance, I think. But every age needs to come see this. It's wonderful.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪在达拉斯报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在达拉斯的表演日前圆满结束，演出带给观众们从未有过的美好感受和心灵的震撼。观众们期待着演出团明年再次光临。
2月4日晚，神韵巡回艺术团在达拉斯地区的全部三场演出圆满落幕，艺术家们精彩的表演带给观众们无限的惊喜和对中华文化的深入了解。
I have never seen a show in my entire life, and I'm 58 years old, this beautiful, this exquisite. It makes my heart open like a flower.
Yes, the stories were easy to follow. I thought explaining the culture and the history was very, very helpful. So now if we go to China, which I'm sure we will, we'll have a much better understanding.
I mean, I love cultural events and learning about different cultures and the histories behind them. And that's actually something that I learned here tonight was the history and culture behind some of the dance that's happening here and some of the music and the storylines that go along with that. So, yes, it's definitely a learning experience as well as an enjoyable experience just to hear the music and see the different choreography behind the different dances.
But we look forward to coming and seeing you again next year. That'd be very nice.
Do not miss it.If you miss this show, you miss heaven. It's that beautiful.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪在达拉斯报道。
神韵纽约艺术团于2月6日晚7:30，在美国中部密苏里大学圣路易斯市分校的陶希尔表演中心拉开了2天3场晚会的首场序幕。这台以中国古典舞演绎中华5000年历史文化、全善全美的歌舞，令当地观众折服。他们纷纷赞叹，不少观众表示感谢神韵将如此优美的中国文化带到圣路易斯市。
米歇尔·史蒂文斯在圣路易斯市开设了一所舞蹈学校，教授爵士、芭蕾和各种现代舞蹈。他和舞蹈教师劳拉·蒙泰尼一起结伴来看演出。
Very entertaining, very energetic. I like the use of the props and the colors of the costumes. I think it's very beautiful.
I just thought it was just beautiful. Everything went well together. It was very synchronized. It was beautiful. The music's very captivating. It really brings you in and makes you feel like you're.Part of their dance.
作为舞蹈家，他们对神韵的舞蹈也非常钟爱。他们认为这些舞蹈都很精致，演员手部动作非常细腻。
I like the opening piece, with the drums, with the women with the drums on there. And I like the use of the drums, how they were using them and going side to side. And I just thought it was very exciting. Being a dance teacher, we know it's difficult.And they make it look so easy.
当地的华裔建筑商宁先生也赞叹神韵演出对中华传统文化的复兴所做出的贡献。
我看整个表演介绍都很好，所以感谢神韵艺术团啊，这做了一件很好的事情，对中华民族这是功德无量。
当晚的演出在观众的持久的掌声中落下帷幕， 2月7日，神韵纽约艺术团将在下午2点和晚上7点半继续在此上演2场演出。新唐人记者陈雷、林慧欣，美国圣路易斯市报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在阿拉巴马州亨斯威尔市的演出取得了巨大成功，冯布朗中心2000多座位爆满，2个多小时的演出令观众沉浸在纯善纯美的艺术境界中流连忘返。在饱览了中华文化的博大精深之余，观众赞叹神韵美不胜收。
淳朴的亨城人以热烈的掌声报答神韵巡回艺术团和天音乐团纯善纯美的演出，观众们热烈反响所洋溢的热情使整个中心为之沸腾。阿拉巴马州众议员麦克伯尔先生亲临晚会，他说，迪凯特市长唐斯坦福说，利特威尔市市长及夫人看了晚会后表示，
And the culture, the color, it was magnificent. It was just great.
视觉艺术家辛西亚·帕森斯激动地表示，从未领略过这样令人炫目的演出。
I have to say, I feel like I've been on a trip to an enchanted land. This was just a jewel of an evening. And I'm just so happy that I was here and have this little glimpse into Chinese culture and the Chinese folklore. It was a wonderful evening.
这是新唐人记者站亨斯威尔市采访报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在阿拉巴马州亨斯威尔市的演出取得巨大成功，冯布朗中心2000多个座位爆满，主办单位出售到包括阿拉巴马州联邦参议员、联邦众议员和多位市长的27项褒奖之外，多位政界人士亲临晚会观赏。演出落幕后的贵宾聚会上，各级政要再次对神韵艺术家们所呈现的精湛演出表示震撼和感谢。请看本台记者的报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在阿拉巴马州亨斯威尔市的演出圆满落幕后，当地政要、艺术界、文化教育界、商界人士在主办方举办的观众与演员见面会上，大家热情不减，畅所欲言，相互交流，畅谈对神韵晚会的感受时，他们提到最多的是感受到能量。阿拉巴马州众议员麦克伯尔先生说，有一种强大的力量来自于高于我们的地方，将编导和表演者的承诺和心愿带给观众，和观众融汇在一起。苏梅克市长比利·舒梅克说，我相信你们演出的能量非常之大，甚至超过上周末的美国超级杯橄榄球大赛。我和我妻子都对整个节目沉醉其中。迪凯特市长唐斯坦福先生表示，编舞出色，这是一个非常独特的艺术团体，才能有这样的演出。我知道演员们平时刻苦排练，但是他们精力太充沛了，从不间断。在神韵晚会带给人们从未有过的经历和对中华正统文化的承传方面，他们都表示赞赏。叶斯博士表示，我和我的先生喜欢每一个节目，我想用高雅来表达，他们的舞姿像大海一样波动，看似毫不费力。
But if I had one wish, I wish I could have brought all of our students tonight.
我很欣慰这样好的演出能够一年接一年，一个家庭到另一个家庭延续下来，希望你们坚持不懈，我们期待着你们下一次的到来。天幕也成为了故事中的一部分，并使得它栩栩如生。当看到人从崩裂的岩石里出来时，我哇的一声，感觉就像超人从天而降，真是太棒了，非常谢谢。神韵演出对观众的震撼和心灵的启迪令他们难以忘怀，观众演员们互动热烈，大家相约明年再见。
这是新唐人记者站亨斯威尔士综合报道。